Sam Brady here with Han Ong on October 16th to talk about his experience when he was just 12 years old in 1991 from Burma, which is now called Myanmar. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. So, was there a specific reason as to why you wanted to come to America?
It was more of a political asylum. My dad was here getting his PhD, and there was a turmoil pretty much where people rose against the military government. So my dad took political asylum here, and then we came here as a reason.
Okay. Did you come with any other people, and who was
Yep. So, my sister and my older sister and my old brother came here first. And then myself, my mom, and my two younger sisters came in 91.
Okay. What made you or your parents choose to come to America as opposed to another country? Or in other words, what kind of stood out?
It was actually my dad was given a choice to go to the U.S. or the U.K. to get his PhD, and he chose U.S.
Okay. What was the most difficult part of leaving?
Leaving my family members and my home.
Okay. Do you have a lot of family still left back behind?
Yeah, I have a bunch of cousins. My aunt is still alive, and she's still there.
Okay. What was it like when you first got here?
It was different. I didn't really know. Back then, I didn't really know why we left. But the only thing I knew about America was through the movies and TV. So it was pretty much a big shock and awe, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. What would your life be like if you had not made... Or if you did not come to America?
I'm not sure if I will still be even alive because the military government pretty much took over right before we left, so.
If you were to tell your past self something, what would you say to help or make or change your decision?
Decision to leave?
That and, maybe some advice to tell yourself?
I guess it was the right decision. At first, we didn't really understand why my parents made us pack up and leave our home. But looking back, I think it was the right decision. I would tell them that, they were enough of for us.
Yeah. What expectations did you have about America right before you came?
Like I said, the only thing I knew about America was through the movies and TV, so, Burma was pretty much a little country, so, when I first came here, I think the first thing I did was, drink a bottle of Coca-Cola, because I never had Coca-Cola growing up.
Was the, decision really sudden for you, or was it kind of your parents told you a few weeks before, so you had time to prepare yourself?
I think, it took us a while. My dad was here in, a little before 1988, before the uprising. And I didn't come here until 91, so it took a while, only because my dad was on the blacklist. So that's the reason my older sister and my brother were the first ones to leave. And then it took us another... a year for us to leave because they wouldn't let us leave.
Knowing you were 10 at the time of the uprising, how did your view on the country change? Did it still feel like a home?
Actually, yeah, I miss it. I mean, I was 11 when I left, so I still have a lot of good memories there. I've actually gone back once. I'm hoping to go back again soon and take my own kids.
Where did you get your first job in America, and how was the experience with other people who already were living here?
My very first job was in, in late middle school, husking corn, and my view of other people, it was a culture shock. Like, it's only because, you know, it's a cultural difference. So, trying to get used to the whole culture here was a huge, I would say the most difficult thing to do was get used to the culture here.
Did you have to learn a new language, or was it hard to understand what people were talking about?
We were taught English growing up, so, I mean, I did speak a little English, but I was in ESL until sophomore year of high school.
Do you ever regret coming at some points? Why or why not?
Nope, absolutely not. I don't because of the life I have now. I mean, I think I said it before, if we hadn't come, I don't think we would still be alive. So, this is probably one of the best decisions my parents made.
How did you come here? By plane, by boat, and how was that experience? Was it rough, or, like, did it make you have second thoughts about why it was happening or anything like that?
We came here by plane, and it was actually pretty exciting because I've never been on a plane before. So I was probably giddy as a little kid in a candy store running an airplane.
If you could have brought one thing with you that you couldn't, like, bring originally, what would it be? It could be, like, a person, an object, a restaurant, like, a favorite food, something like that.
It would definitely be my grandfather and my aunt.
What were your feelings when you first left and first heard about that you had to leave versus probably the first-ish month to when you were here?
When I first heard that we were leaving, I mean, at the time I was excited because I hadn't seen my dad in 3 years. So, that was my first feeling. I think it's the sadness, kind of leaving your home, leaving your family members.
Mm-hmm. And then, final question, is there anything you would like to add that you have not been asked?
I think I love you. That's probably one of the I'd like to add, I mean, I guess, is, you know, being from somewhere other than this country. I think some people that were born here kind of take advantage of what they have, and I think it's nice to have the perspective of not being born here and coming under the circumstances that I did, and to have the opportunities and the freedoms. So I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was...